Suppose you have a sudden tragedy in your life. Which person makes the greater impact? The one who texts you a Bible verse? Or the one who shows up at your door with dinner and sits with you in the mess? Paul, the apostle who founded the church in Thessalonica, describes the deepest level of Christian ministry, going beyond delivering information to sharing your actual life with others. He wrote, "So, being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us." Notice the phrase, ready to share our own selves. Authentic ministry involves more than delivering information or performing religious duties. It requires sharing yourself, your time, your presence, your struggles, your life. Paul didn't just preach sermons and move on. He gave himself. What compelled this? He said, "You had become very dear to us." That's love. People are not just projects or responsibilities. When those we serve become precious to us, ministry moves beyond duty into genuine relationship. We're willing to share not just truth, but our actual lives. This is the pattern of the incarnation itself. Jesus didn't just send a message from heaven. He became flesh and dwelt among us, sharing fully in our human experience and ultimately giving his life for us. He didn't love us from a distance. He entered into our world. The deepest ministry happens when we move beyond sharing truth at arm's length to sharing our actual lives, our time, our presence, our struggles, our hearts. Many of us keep people at a spiritual arm's length. We might share Bible verses or offer quick prayers, but we don't actually let people into our lives. Identify someone you've been keeping at a distance. This week, would you invite them into a deeper relationship by sharing something real about your own journey with Christ?